Well, on Wednesday, Barrett went on a tour of northern and western Wisconsin, and he's been pretty quiet since then, but we know he has more Madison stops planned. Walker, we were told, did county business on Wednesday morning, then held an availability with Lieutenant Governor nominee Rebecca Clayfish, and dismissed the idea that the ticket being all from southeastern Wisconsin would hurt Republicans. Walker was at a GOP unity conference and brunch yesterday in Milwaukee. He's been in several cities around the state yesterday and today. By the way, GOP runner-up Mark Newman was at the Unity event and spoke briefly to the crowd of candidates and former candidates. Newman did not do one-on-ones with the media or appear at the news conference.
Sean, talk about the challenge for both candidates in counties outside of southeastern Wisconsin. Walker, for example, lost a lot of counties to Mark Newman.
He, in some ways, maybe overperformed expectations in the suburbs in Milwaukee County, but elsewhere he actually lost 40 counties to Mark Newman, and so he has some voters to bring into his camp there, and that's where Tom Barrett's campaign sees a little bit of an opening. If you look at the Walker strategy, it really hinges on him doing better than usual for a Republican in Milwaukee County and then picking up your traditional Republican strongholds elsewhere. If Barrett can cut into those numbers in places like the Fox Valley, he feels like it's a race he can win.
And in the Senate race, it's Democratic incumbent Russ Feingold and Republican challenger Ron Johnson. Chuck, is southeastern Wisconsin up for grabs between those two?
Well, we would expect Johnson to work the so-called collar counties hard. He was in Ozaukee County on Wednesday, where he opened the door to looking at all options for Social Security, by the way. I also expect Johnson in Washington, Waukesha, rural Racine counties. In fact, he's in a couple of those counties tomorrow. It's really the GOP base for the state. For example, I was in Waukesha County on Tuesday, saw a lot of Walker and Johnson signs together. Expect more teaming up with Walker to boost name recognition for Johnson. Feingold is stronger in Milwaukee County, but he's really going to have to work hard for turnout in the city. Maybe Barrett being on the ballot helps Feingold in that regard.
Sean, what's the plan for the Senate contenders outside of southeastern counties?
It's a little different than the governor's race in that they're not Milwaukee candidates. Johnson from Oshkosh, Feingold originally from Janesville, now from Middleton. So they have different geographical bases of support, and Johnson will certainly try to win over a lot of the rural areas that traditionally do well for Republicans. Feingold has traditionally had a pretty energized base among students, not only in Madison but in other campuses throughout the state. So those are some people that they'll try to energize for November.
And Sean, we've seen a lot of both of these candidates on TV, but will we see them in debates?
It looks like we'll see them in debates, though not as many as Russ Feingold had hoped. Feingold put out a call for 6 debates. It's something he had done in the past. Johnson, it looks like he's going to agree to 3 debates. So now it's just a matter of choosing which ones.